Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. We praise God for this day, Tuesday, June 27th. This Tuesday, June 27th, 2023. We give God the glory. We honor him and thank him for his divine presence with us this morning. As we come to him this morning, saying, good morning, God. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We come adoring you, Lord God, this morning, Lord, uplifting your name, Lord God, praising your name this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for a time and opportunity to praise and to worship you, Lord God, to so freely worship you, Lord God, to call in, oh, Lord God, this morning, Lord God, and to be among the saints, oh, Lord God, to give you praise this morning, to honor you, Lord God. Thank you for meeting us here, Lord Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, that you waited on us, oh, Lord God, this morning, Lord God, to arise, oh, Lord God, and to give you glory, to shout hallelujah, and to shout glory to your name, Lord God. God, we're so grateful this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that we woke up this morning, Lord God, clothed in our right mind, Lord God. Our limbs worked, oh, Lord God, as we stepped out of bed, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. God, and our voice began to work, Lord God, as we began to open our mouth, oh, Lord God, and to praise your name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for our sound mind, Lord God, that had a mind to wake up with praises on our heart, with you, Lord God, in mind, Lord God, knowing, Father God, we cannot do anything without you, Father. God, we are grateful this morning, Lord God. Honor you, Lord God, to give your glory, Lord God, to just say hallelujah and glory be to your name, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, oh, Lord God. Thank you for a good night's sleep, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God, that we heard no bad news, oh, Lord God, nothing but good news, oh, Lord God, knowing that your presence was with us, oh, Lord God, throughout this night, Lord God. Throughout our last night, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. And God, as we enter in, Lord God, opening up our hearts to serve you, Lord God, today, to worship you, Lord God, today, to give you praise, oh, Lord God, today, Lord God, to think of your goodness, oh, Lord God, and God, to see your mighty hands at work, Lord God, throughout today, every minute, every second, Lord God, of the day, your divine, Lord God, your divine presence, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. God, we honor you. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for opening up your doors and hearts to us this morning, Lord Jesus. And God, we receive, Lord God, as we open up our hearts, oh, Lord God, to you, Father. Oh, Jesus, we give you glory and we praise you, Lord God. Before we ask of anything, Lord Jesus, this morning, we come, Lord God, just thanking you, Lord God. Oh, God, giving you the adoration, Lord God, that you need this morning, Lord God. Glorifying the Lord God. And magnifying your name, Lord God, this morning, Lord Jesus, just to call on you, Lord, just to call your name this morning, Jesus, just to call your name this morning, great Jehovah. Oh, God, we bless you this morning, Lord Jesus. We bless you this morning, Lord Jesus. We glorify and magnify your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for adoring and abounding in our hearts and minds this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we join the many, many saints, oh Lord God, that are praying and worshiping you, Lord God. God, and giving you glory, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the freedom that we have in our land, Lord God. to praise you, Father. Oh, God, we can praise you. We can talk to you, Lord God. We can walk up and down the streets, oh, Lord God, giving glory to your name, Lord God, praising your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, in our cars, oh, Lord God, as we drive to and fro, Lord God, with you in on our minds and in our hearts, oh, God. God, we glorify you this morning, Jesus. We glorify you this morning, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, as we are rising up out of our beds, oh, Lord God. Landing on our feet, Father God, walking throughout our homes, oh, Lord Jesus, glorifying your name, Lord God, looking at opening the doors and looking at our children, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, our husband, our wife, looking at them, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that your divine presence is at work, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. God, we thank you. We bless your name, God. We bless your name, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your sweet presence this day, Lord God. Thank you, God, for your sweet songs, oh, Lord God, in our hearts this morning, God. God, we thank you for your strength this morning, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for your love this morning, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for true mercies, oh, Lord God, and your benefits, oh, God. Oh, God, the new ones that you have for us, oh, God, not the same as yesterday, but new, Lord God, new mercies, oh, Lord God, and your great benefits, oh, Lord God. God, we honor you, and we just thank you, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord God. We raise our hands up to you, Lord God. We glorify you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, you are worthy, Father God, worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised this morning, God. To be praised this morning, God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your mighty strength this morning, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. God, as we come, oh, God, praying, oh, Lord God, praying for our nation, oh, Lord God, praying, Lord God, that the changes we see, Lord God, maybe even the brokenness that we see, Lord God. God, we're praying over our nations, oh, God, this morning, Lord God. God, first we want to just ask you, Lord God, to forgive us, oh, Lord God. Oh, God, if there be, Lord God, any sin, even in us, oh, Lord, even among us, oh, Lord, even in me, Lord God. God, I pray for your forgiveness, oh, Lord God, this morning. Forgive me, Lord God. Forgive me, Lord God, in the name of Jesus and the thoughts that I have that wasn't kind and wasn't not like you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. God, forgive us, oh, God. And, God, as we continue to enter into your praise with thanksgiving and praying in our hearts and our mind, Lord God, covering our cities, our communities, oh, Lord God, our homes, oh, Lord God, this mighty nation, oh, Lord God, that you have given us, oh, God. Oh, God, we come praying, Lord God, over our nation, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you heal our land, for Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we seek your face, oh, God, this morning, oh, Lord God, on behalf of our country, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, you heal, come in and heal our land, Father. Heal our land, Lord Jesus. Touch our land, Lord God, everywhere, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Touch our land, Lord God. Bring about healing to our land, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, this day, in Jesus' name, Lord God. God, we pray, Lord God, that those that you have that are in place, O Lord God, to bring about change, to have a voice, O Lord God. God, we pray for the ones, O Lord God, that are spirit-filled, Lord God, that know you, Lord Jesus, that are saved, Lord God. We pray for those that have that voice, O Lord God, where they can make decisions about our country, about our land, Lord God, about our communities, O God. God, we ask you, Lord God, just to bless them, Lord God, this morning. To touch them, Lord God, to touch our mayors, our governments, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O God, that they may not sway, Lord God, so far that they can't come back in, Lord God, and say, God, forgive me, Lord God. Lord God, we just pray that for wisdom, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O God. We pray your Holy Spirit intervene, Lord God, in every situation, Lord God, that is being made, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. God, you have the power, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the power, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to make every crooked place straight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, as our governments, O Lord God, our leaders, O Lord God, come together, Lord God, making decisions, O Lord God, O God, we pray, Lord God, that your divine intervention enter in, Lord God. Your divine intervention enter in, Father God, in the name of Jesus, O God. And we pray, Holy Spirit, Lord God, that those that have made wrong choices and have been in charge of the law, Lord God, we pray if they've made choices and made decisions, Lord God, that is not like you, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to forgive them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, O God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, you can change things, O God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So God, we just pray, Lord God, that your hands, oh God, your mighty hands, oh God, touch our governments, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and bring about a change, oh God. In Jesus' name, Lord God, that we may see your change, Father God, in Jesus' name, throughout this earth, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we bring our churches to you, Father God. Our leaders, O God, to you, those men and women, O God, that you have put in place, O call, Lord God, they have been called to serve, called to worship, called, Lord God, to have a voice, O Lord God, a voice that carries your word, Lord God, that makes a difference in the lives of the many sheep, O God, the many people that they're covering, Lord God, in their congregations, O Father God, in the name of Jesus, O God. So God, we pray, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, over our ministers, O God, our pastors, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, we cover them with the blood of Jesus this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O God. We cover them, their families, O God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, even their congregations, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God, as they have a great voice, O Lord God. Oh God, to minister, Lord God, your word, Lord God, your truth, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, let them not be influenced or swayed by false doctrines, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, but let them preach truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Preach your word, Lord God. Preach the unadulterated word of God, and they will stand strong in it, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for blessings, oh Lord God, all of our household of faith, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the plan, O Lord God, that you have in place, O Lord God, for us, O God, for even us on this prayer line, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for your plans for our lives, O God, that they be well done, O God, in Jesus' name, O Lord God. The plans for our future, Lord God, giving us divine revelations, oh Lord God, of who you are, Lord God, every day, Lord God, as we wake up, Lord God, in the morning, Lord God, not remaining the same, Lord God, but continually, Lord God, growing in your grace, oh God, growing, Lord God, in your mercy, oh Lord God, growing in favor, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for an open door, Lord God, of freedom in our in each of us, oh Lord God, and the plans that you have, Lord God. Free to worship you, free to praise you, Lord God, free to open up, Lord God, and where men and women, boys and girls, oh God, can hear the word of God, hear truth, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us the willingness, oh Lord God, to pray, oh God, and to intercede, Lord God, on behalf of others, oh Lord God. Those that don't know you, those that wake up in the morning, Lord God, without a doubt, Lord God, knowing, just living the same routine life, oh God. God, we thank you for your intercessors this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I pray, Lord God, and ask you, Lord God, to just bless them, Lord God. Bless their lives, oh Lord God, as they open up, Lord God, and their hearts are filled, Father God, full, Father God, oh God, for a love, Lord God, and a compassion, Lord God, to pray for those, oh Lord God, that are maybe sick in their body, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, those that need healing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and those, oh God, that need to be delivered, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, I thank you, God, for giving the intercessors, oh Lord God, on this line, Lord God. God, the power, Lord God, to pray and to call on your name, Lord God, on behalf of them, Lord God. Those that need to be saved, our brothers, oh Lord God, our sisters, oh Lord God, our neighbors, oh Lord God, even our church members, oh God, many need to be saved, Lord God. Those that are in the marketplace, oh God, and those that we have on our heart daily, Lord God, that we intercede for, Lord God, to come to you, Lord God, to know truth, oh Lord God, to be saved, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. You know them all, Lord God, and we just send those names forth for you, Lord God. You said send the word, Lord God, send the word that they may be healed, they may be delivered, Lord God, in Psalm 107 verse 20, Father God. So we send those words, oh Lord God. Send the word of salvation, Father God. Oh God, to our nieces, oh God. Our nephews, oh Lord God, who are and many, oh Lord God, that have children, little children, to families, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, oh God, oh God. We cry out, Lord God. Oh God, on behalf of them, Father God, for their salvation, Lord God. So that they may live a peaceful, Lord God, a joyful life, oh Lord God. They may be humble, Lord God, because they know you, Lord God. They know the Jesus, the Lord that is bigger than them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So God, we pray, Lord God, over our families, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, God, and ask you, Lord Jesus, oh, Lord God, save our children, Lord God. Cover them with the blood of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Let them begin to serve you, Lord God, all the days of their lives, oh, Lord God, so that their lives, oh, God, will be full, Father God, full of your joy, full of your grace, oh, Lord God, full of the promises, oh, God, that you have bestowed for them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord. God, we glorify you. We magnify you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praises be unto you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, mighty God. We thank you and we glorify your name, Lord God. We glorify your name this morning, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. And God, as we just cried out for our families, oh, Lord God, our communities, oh, God, to be saved, Lord God, their needs, oh, Lord Jesus. needs in our hearts, needs that we have, Father God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. O God, I send out your blessings, O Lord God, over each ear that's hearing my voice, O Lord God, this morning, Lord God. I send you out your blessings to bless their families, O Lord God. Bless their health, O God, in the name of Jesus. Meet every need, Lord God, that they may have, Lord God. Every concern, Lord God, that they may have, Lord God. You said, Lord God, in your word that you will perfect everything, Lord God, that concerns your people, Lord God. And so, God, I just pray, Lord God, and that you meet their needs, oh, Lord God. Meet their needs, oh, God, and their desires, oh, Lord God. Their desires, oh, Lord God. Their desires, oh, Lord God, to praise you, to worship you more, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. And, God, where there's faith needed, Father God, you said in your, Jesus continued to say, faith be unto you, faith be unto you, faith be unto you, and almost all his words, oh God. So God, we just pray, Lord God, oh God, oh God, oh God, that the faith, their faith, my faith, oh Lord God, be increased, oh Lord God, that I know your will and know your way, Lord God. But, oh, God, I just thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, for meeting our needs this morning, Father. Oh, God, be glorified. Be glorified, Lord God. Be glorified in my life, oh, God. Be glorified, Lord God, in your people's life, oh, God, this morning, those that are hearing my voice, oh, God. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, we thank you this morning, Lord Jesus. We praise you this morning, Lord Jesus. We say, great God that you are. Oh, God, be magnified and glorified this day in the name of Jesus. Receive our praise. Receive our worship. So, Lord God, this morning, Lord God, thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your goodness, your mercy, Lord God, all that you are. Lord God, all that you are, Lord Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. So, thank you, Jesus. We bless the name of the Lord this morning and constantly give God the glory. And those of you who want to share your names and just to glorify God this morning, just to praise him this morning, you may do so. Unmute your phones. And give your name, and just say something nice and sweet to our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you,
Jesus. Good morning, Pastor Horsley. This morning, we thank you, God, for the prayer. Wonderful prayer, very full prayer, well-rounded prayer. We thank you, God. We have an appointment this morning to go see the doctor. Pray that I could get a shot for the hip or some medication to take the pain down. But God has been working on it. Is doing a lot better, doing a lot better. And I thank God for everybody that's here. Pray that my request is that God just bless me, that he bless the family and marriages, hallelujah, and the children that are out. And I thank you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Is this someone else who would like to just shout out a praise to God or to make a request?
Good morning, this is Chris. I just want to thank you, Sister Mary, for the prayers this morning. And I just want to thank God for just allowing me to wake up this morning to be able to praise his holy name. And I just thank God for everything he's doing in my life, my family life, and everybody's life on Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, this is
Sister Gladys.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, God, for the breath of life in my body, for waking me up, and hallelujah, and starting my day out. I thank God that I am healed, whole, nothing missing, nothing broken in the name of Jesus. And I thank God for our families, for marriages, for the children, hallelujah, for salvation, healing, and deliverances. And just appreciate God for all that he does. And even if he doesn't do anything else, he's already done more than enough. And so I'm just grateful this morning just to be alive and to be able to speak this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. And thank God for everyone on this hairline too. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
Good morning, Pastor Celestica here. Good morning, everybody. You all have a blessed day, and I thank God for the prayers that have already gone out and those that are going out right now. And continue to pray for the lost souls and our families. Amen.
Amen,
amen. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. This is Darlene B., and I am just so grateful to be here once again at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. And thank you, Sister Mary, for that awesome prayer that you prayed this morning. And I'm just thanking God for how he just shows himself so wonderfully every single day of my life. You know, the different things that I have faced over the last, this year, I mean, has been showing that God is still in control. I mean, the sickness that I had, I mean, that was just really odd to me, but I thank God that it was a way for me to trust in him, to put my faith in him, and the prayers that we continue to pray here, the unity that is so important, and I'm just grateful for each and every person who comes here and agrees with God, agrees with what we're doing, as we see God moving so tremendously. You know, as we're traveling in the streets, I see God just protecting me, just people driving so crazy, just speeding and getting in front of, cutting you off almost when you're driving down the road. And I'm just grateful that we pray that God protects us, and God is doing that, you know. Those weapons that form against us, they won't prosper. You know, they may try to, but they don't. And so we're grateful that God is protecting all of the saints of God, and we pray that God will continue to cover us all with his blood. And I'm requesting prayer this morning for one of my nieces. Her name is LaVea. Mm-hmm. Don't know for sure if she's going to have an operation, but they spoke something about having an operation. So we just want to pray for LaVea that God would heal her body and save her soul, and also her mother, who is Yvette, and her brother, who is London. So we pray for that family and all of my nieces and nephews, aunts and uncles, all the family members who are not saved. So we just thank God today for everybody in the world. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. Sister LD, Linda LD. I just thank for the Lord to let me see another day and let me get up and be able to walk around and do things for myself. Thank God.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Okay. Is there another? Okay. We thank God for those prayer requests. Thank you for uttering great aberrations for our Lord Jesus Christ and our Savior. You may mute your phones at this moment. We will come at the. I do have just a few words that I would like to say, and we will open the lines back up to come together and to go in and to pray with all our hearts and all our might unto the Lord to just come in and go in for it, praying for our deliverance and healing and salvation for our families. So we will get a chance, an opportunity to do that. And after that, Minister Darlene will come in. I wanted to just share. Woke up this morning, and thank God for waking up this morning. But my heart, just to give him praise and honor, and to think of who he is. He's God Almighty. Sometimes I know, and when things come up, and I'm see something that shocks me, or hear words that shock me, you know, a lot of times I don't go in and just knowing that, oh gosh, he's God Almighty, he's Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end, and the all wise God. You know, I panic and worry because we're natural, we're human, and those things come up. But I wanted to share a little bit about God and the names of God, which we teach present by us all through the day. He's with us all the ways. I want to share about who God is, and this is from Revelation 1:8, where he said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. says the Lord, which is and which was, which is to come. He is the Almighty. That means God is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. That's from Hebrews 13:8. He is the same, and his name is mighty. His name, when we call on his name, a lot of times when, something is going on, you see something, or you almost have an accident or something, you just shout it, you haul out the name Jesus. You know, we don't do as the world would do and haul out something, say something else that's defining, you know, defile. But we called on the name of Jesus. And I believe and I know at that time he intervenes because it's a shout out to him. He is the great and almighty God. And God, Jesus has many names, and God has many names, okay. And so we just, I just want to go over a few of the names that we can call on and immediately in response, you know, our mind goes to what that is, what it means. You know, we call on Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Rapha, we know that that is a God that healeth thee. He is known as Jehovah Rapha. That's from Exodus 15:26, where it says Jehovah Rapha, the God, the Lord that heals, the Lord that heals. We go on to on Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh is the Lord our provider. That's in, we can go back in Genesis 22:14, you know, when we call on Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We call on Jehovah Nisi. Nisi, that's the Lord, our victory. That's in Exodus 17:15. We call on Jehovah Rohi. Rohi is the Lord, our shepherd. And we often call on that name because we pray from Psalms 23:1. That's where the Lord is our shepherd. Jehovah Raha is found in that. We call on Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord God, our peace. The Lord, our peace. God, Jehovah Shalom, Lord, our peace. That's found in Judges 6:24, and we call on the God of Jehovah Shema. Shema, the Lord is ever present with us. He is our Lord, our God, ever present with us. That's Jehovah Shema, and that is found in Ezekiel 48:35. Okay, we call on Jehovah Teshu, the Lord God, our strength. And we always call, we use this in all of our, when we are praying, God be our strength. We may not have said Jehovah Teshu, but we know that he is our strength. So these are faithful, redemptive names that makes God so powerful. You know, he loves to hear his name called. He loves to hear his name called. And we love to call on the name of God. We call Jehovah Kadesh, the Lord who sanctifies us. And that's in Leviticus 27:7. The God Jehovah Tikkanu, that's the Lord God our righteousness. That's in Jeremiah 20:3-6. So I may have missed some, but God has many names. There's over 100 names. So in the Word of God of who He is, we just thank God for His redemptive name that brings so much healing to us. that bring life to us, that is an enhancement of what we of our prayers daily, how we seek His face, how we call on His name, and how we believe for those things that He has promised us. Because He is great, Jehovah Jireh. His name is powerful. The righteous run to it, right, like a strong tower. The righteous run to it, and they are safe. That's the name of God that is a strong tower. The righteous run to that name and are safe. So we just thank God Almighty for being God Most High. In our lives, we give Him glory. We praise His name. He's God Almighty. And as you begin to unmute your phone, we want to pray, you know, for ourselves. Pray for and intercede for others, and pray and call on these names. You know, I just believe when we just shout out those names, call on those names. Pray and make our petition known for those things that concerns us, that God hear us today. He is great Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He is great Jehovah Rapha, our healer. So you may unmute your phones now. Let's go in. Let's pray. We have heard the prayer requests. We will call them out. We will pray over them and believe God. Our hearts are open. Our minds are open to believe God. So unmute your phone. Let's begin to pray now in Jesus' name. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh, the Lord God, our healer. Oh God, you are great Jehovah Jireh, oh Lord God. Our provider, Father God. Oh God, we bring those names to you, God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. And we pray, Lord God, as our own, very own Pastor Hosley goes in, Lord God, to be administered medicine, Father God. We just pray, Lord God, to bring wholeness, oh Lord God. Healing in his body, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. It will only affect the areas that it needs to affect, Father God, and not harm any other areas in his body, Lord God. We, in the name of Jesus, oh God, call on you now, Lord God. Touch his body, Lord God, and heal him, Lord God. Make him whole, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Our sister Linda, Lord God, we thank you for our health and strength, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, covering with the blood of Jesus, oh God. We pray, oh God, for LaBelle, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, whatever the situation is, God, you are healer, Lord God. You are Jehovah Rapha, Lord God, the God that healeth thee, Lord God. And so, God, we just bring her to you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, heal her body, touch her body, Lord God. We bring our sister Jamie to you, Lord God. This morning, Lord God, touch her body and heal her, Lord God. Great woman of God, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we join our prayers. Her, Lord God, declaring healness and wholeness in her body, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Our sister Mary B, Lord God, in Jesus' name, God, touch and heal her, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. You said send the word, Lord God, and they were healed, Lord God. They were delivered, Lord God. They were raised up, Lord God, out of that sickness, oh Lord God. So we send that word, Lord God, of healing, Lord Jesus. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Heal and touch this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in Jesus' name, oh God. In Jesus' name, Lord God. God, you are all powerful, Lord God. God, you at work, Lord God. God, you never sleep, oh Lord God. God, you never slumber, Lord God. God, you hear our prayers this morning, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you, Jesus, for touching those bodies, oh Lord God, right now. Thank you, Lord God, for touching the mind of my sister Pagan, Lord God, right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for touching hearts, oh God. God. Thank you for touching Angela, oh, Lord God. God, get them in the mind of Christ that is in Christ Jesus, oh God. You gave them a clear mind, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We bind and come against this mental illness right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that has caused them, Lord God, to be confused, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Oh God, we pray for healing, Lord God. Touch and heal, Lord God. Those names that was not called, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, our sister Brenda, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to touch her right now. Heal her body, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Make her whole, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. From the top of her head to the sole of her feet, Father God, you're able to do it, Lord. You're able to do it, Lord. So we touch and agree, Lord God, right now for her healing of her body, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, make her whole, Lord God, make her brand new, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, strengthen her, Lord God, where she's weak in faith, Father God, uplift her, Father God, in the name of Jesus this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, cover with the blood of Jesus, oh God, good emotion, that emotion, God, we pray over our children, Lord God, this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, protect them, Lord, protect them, Lord God, be, Lord God, there. Protector this morning, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over them right now in Jesus' name, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Cover their going ins and their coming outs, oh Lord God. Their heels and their bears, oh Lord God. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. Protect them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Keep them from any harm, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Keep them safe, Father God. Wherever they may be traveling, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. We just pray over their Lamont. Right now, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that anything that's not like you is going, trying to go in their mind, oh Lord God, we bind and rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we loose our cares, oh Lord God, upon you, Lord God, for you say you cares for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I pray for my daughters, oh God, Cece, Lord God, that is driving abroad, Father God. We pray our covering, you cover her with the blood of Jesus, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and bring her back to her destination safe, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, God, we give you glory, we honor you, Lord God, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your divine favor, Father God, thank you, Lord God, that we can call on you, Lord God, and you hear us, oh Lord God, thank you, Lord God, that you hear our every cry, Lord God, and we cry out, Lord God, for salvation, oh Lord God, to the unsaved, oh God. Oh God, oh God, oh God. We pray for the labor, oh God, that you're sending forth and you're sending out today, Lord God, to witness holiness, oh Lord God, to witness salvation, Lord God, to witness the love of Jesus, oh Lord God. We just pray that hearts and minds are open, Lord God, to receive you as their Lord Jesus Christ and Savior, Father God. Oh God, oh God, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for our labors, oh Lord God. We thank you for those that you're sending out, Lord God. Oh God, we pray you're covering over them, Lord God, to witness and to minister your love, your peace, your joy, Lord God, to minister your truth, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bless them this day, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your peace, oh Lord God, the surprise of all understanding, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for making us strong, Lord God, strong in your word, Lord God. Oh, God, to never stop loving you, Lord God, but forever to give you glory, forever to give you praise, oh, God. God, I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Bless our businesses, oh, Lord God. Bless our sister Chris' business, oh, God. Oh, God, abundantly, Lord God. Open up doors, oh, Lord God, that no man, Lord God, no man can shut, Lord God, in the name of the
No man can close, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. The blessing upon her businesses, oh God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we pray your covering and your protection, oh Lord God. As we travel on the highways and on the byways, the waterways, airways, riverways, Lord God, wherever we travel, cover us with the blood of Jesus. Cover us, oh Lord God, as we go into the marketplaces, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Even, Lord God, in our homes, oh God, we pray your blood covering over us and our families, oh Lord Jesus, our home, our community, Lord God. Cover us with the blood of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh Jesus, today, Lord God, as we're concerned about much, Father God, make our way light, Lord God, this day, oh Lord God. Let us put our trust in you, Lord God. Oh God, let us put our trust in you for our finances, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Any repairs, oh Lord God, in our homes, oh God, we trust you, Lord God, to send forth good laborers, oh Lord God, to send forth, oh Lord God. Good men and women, Lord God, will do the work, Lord God, that needs to be done. God, we ask that you grant favor, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, oh God, oh God, how we magnify and glorify your name, God. We glorify your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God.
We glorify your name, God.
Thank you,
Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness, oh God. Oh, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful counselor this morning. We glorify your name, Lord. Thank you for meeting every need, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can cast our cares upon you, Lord God, for your cares for us. Oh, mighty, mighty God. Mighty, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for adding favor in our lives and no sorrow, Lord God. Oh, Jesus, bless your name, Lord. Oh, God, we pray for Kim this morning, Lord Jesus. Uphold her, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Be with the Crawford family, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Be glorified, God.
Thank you, Jesus. You're awesome.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Pray God, strength of our power by the Spirit, Lord.
Thank you. God bless us to embrace who we are in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Who you made us to be, Father, in the name
of
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Praise your name, God.
You're awesome, Lord God. We call you awesome.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. You're righteous, God.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord, this morning.
Thank God for these prayers this morning. Thank God for the word this morning, the names of God.
Yes, that is what we can keep
in our minds and our hearts, you know, just thinking of what each name means and all the other names of God and the reasons why we can call on him, because he always hears us. He always hears our cry and our call. So we thank you, Sister Mary, for that wonderful word this morning. It was truly a blessing to hear and be reminded of those names in Jesus' name. So this morning we are right near the top of the hour, and we just want to continue to just give God the honor, the glory, and the praise, because he is such a good God. He's always doing great things, and it's marvelous in our eyes, and just to know that he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us, and we can just trust him for everything in our lives. You know, sometimes we have to just be patient. He tells us in his word to be patient. Patience is so important, so we have to keep that in mind. And I just want to just read the scripture of the week once again. It is in the book of Mark, Mark chapter 10, verse 27. And it says, "And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible." And so we want to keep that in mind, that everything is possible with God. You know, he everywhere, he sees all things, all power is in his hands. And we have to trust him to do what he said he would do. You know, if you know the word, speak the word of God, because the word of God says that his word would not go out and return to him void, but it shall accomplish that which it was sent to do. So we're trusting the Lord each and every day, and we're believing that no matter what is happening in our lives, we may be going through something, and we know that he is absolutely there for us. He's never going to leave us nor forsake us. So with God, all things are possible. Remember, with men, sometimes you can't even get a hold of somebody when you're trying to call somebody. They may be busy, because we're individuals and we don't have the ability to do what God does. And that, when I'm saying that, is he's everywhere, and he can hear every one of our prayers. He can hear every one of our calls. He knows our thoughts. He knows everything about us. And so because we know that, we have to keep the faith in him. We have to trust in him. We have to know that if we call his name, if we call on him and ask him to do something, that he will hear those prayers and he will answer those prayers. So we're believing for just so much more coming from the Lord God Almighty to help us in the life that we're living. You know, we're living in the last of the last days, and we see the perilous times have come. You know, so many things are happening in our world, and it's because we are the saints of God, because we're intercessors. We are prayer warriors. We war against the enemy. We have the power and the authority to make change in our nation, change in the atmosphere, change in our lives, because we have the word of God. So we're going to continue to speak and say the word of God and see God do great things. So as we're leaving today, I cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus. I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject them, and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender, because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. And I decree this morning that I loose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy against our lives. There are demons out there that would like to do us harm, but we decree and declare that we have the power and the authority over them. I decree today that these enemies are gathered, that are gathered against us, that they shall be scattered in Jesus' name. In fact, I decree today that they will begin to fight against each other as they did when they were fighting against God's people back in the Old Testament. I decree today that the Lord sends his lightning and scatter the enemy today in Jesus' name. I decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. The gates and plans of hell shall not prevail against us because we have God on our side, and he's in us now, and he's doing great and mighty things. I decree when our ways please the Lord, he will make our enemies to be at peace with us. I decree that your descendants will be many and your offspring as the grass of the earth. I decree that the Lord restores to the people of God, hearing my voice, your fortunes as he restored the fortunes of Job when he prayed for his friends in the name of Jesus. I decree that the Lord will continue to restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the canker worm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm in the name of Jesus. I decree that the Lord gives strength to the weary, and to him who has no might, you increase in power. I decree that we resist the devil and the devil flees in the name of Jesus. I decree today that the plowman, the reaper, and we live in continuous abundance in the name of Jesus. I decree today that we will quench with the shield of faith every fiery dart the enemy sends our way in the name of Jesus. I decree that we are redeemed from the curse through the blood of Jesus. Praise the Lord. And I always want to remind everyone that I love you, and I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, loving your family, your friends, and your foes. We're loving people into the kingdom as we're moving towards the final destination, and that destination we're looking forward to being with our God Almighty in eternity. So we're believing that many more people will come and receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King. So let us go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive, in the city of Riverdale, Georgia, zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, That's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.